Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. What a great privilege it is to be here this morning. We're going to be talking about God's grace this morning. What does the Bible teach about grace? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing me to share your message this day, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. What does the Bible teach about grace? Grace is a subject that means different things to different people. What does the Bible actually say about grace? It is mentioned more than 150 times in the Bible, beginning in Genesis, where Noah found grace in the eyes of God, all the way through the last verse in the Bible. By understanding fully what the Bible teaches about grace, you will come to see God as our wonderful counselor and creator, who is giving us his generous goodness and favor freely. In return, he desires a close personal relationship with him, as we would desire of our own children, to whom we give good gifts. In the New Testament, grace is translated from a term meaning divine favor, good will, that which gives joy, that which is a free gift. Grace is the undeserved gift of God. The greatest of God's gifts of grace is his Son, Jesus Christ. This simple acronym is frequently cited as a biblical definition of grace. God's reaches at Christ's expense. Let me say this again, I got the word grace. God reaches at Christ's expense. The Bible tells us that God's grace is manifested in the person of Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, found in John 1, 14 through 17. By God's grace, sinners were saved and reborn into the family of God. God offers eternal life to all who believe in his Son, Jesus. Through Christ's death on the cross, God pronounces not guilty all who repent, confess their sins, and believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. As sinners, we deserve to die in our sins, but God's grace gives us everlasting life through Jesus Christ. We find in Acts 5:11, but we believe that we will be saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, just as they will. We also find in Romans 3:24, yet God in his grace really gives us right in his sight. He did this through Jesus Christ when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. As I continue to read forward, I got many passages in the Bible, but it's amazing how these passages kind of interlock with each other like a puzzle as I read them about God's grace, as you will see. Starting off in Psalm 103:8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. He has saved us and called us to a holy life not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is the God of justice. Blessed are all who wait on him. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with God's people. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. For the Lord your God is gracious and compassionate. He will not turn his face from you if you return to him. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that God's power may rest on me. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Christ Jesus, overflow to the many? So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto bring eternal life through Jesus Christ, or our Lord. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. And as we close, I'd like to say, may God bless you by the power and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, God, for allowing me to share your message this day. What's in Christ's name? I pray. Amen.